with Siblings. I'm your host, Araceli, and this is my co-host, Armando.
Hi, guys. I'm Armando, and welcome to Wrestling with Siblings.
All right. A very, very odd Raw. I say that because there's no crowd, but we've gotten used to it over the last 2 weeks. But enough of that. Let's get started with Monday Night Raw. Basically, we get to see a little video package of Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar, and him pretty much being the most dominant person in the WWE, and how he got to defeat Undertaker. And then we got to see how McIntyre went from pretty much being to where he was at with 3MB to winning the Rumble to now going on to WrestleMania to challenge for the WWE Championship.
I think Brock Lesnar has finally met his match. Drew McIntyre, like we've been saying, he is the full package. He is more than motivated to go after Brock Lesnar's championship.
He definitely is. And so after the video package, we get to see Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar live in the ring. And Paul Heyman starts off and he's like, well, you know what? It is uncertain times. But what I can guarantee is that at WrestleMania, it'll be a quick and painless win for Brock Lesnar. Now, here's the thing, though. Yes, Brock is at an advantage. He's had a lot of experience going into WrestleMania, and Suplex City, obviously, and his F5 are completely dangerous, but I feel like he's underestimating the Claymore kick of Drew McIntyre.
Not only that, but Drew McIntyre in general. Brock Lesnar's walking in with the confidence, like you said. He has beating the best throughout the years, like Paul Heyman has said. And yeah, I agree with you. He's underestimating Drew McIntyre, and he thinks it's going to be an easy win. But Brock Lesnar is not going to be an easy win. You're going to struggle to defeat someone like McIntyre.
McIntyre is the full package. He has the speed that Brock Lesnar doesn't have. He has the power. He is quick. He knows exactly what he's doing, and I feel like he's been one of the very, very few that has been able to get inside the head of Brock Lesnar. We don't really get to see that, but I feel like, yes, Brock is going in confident, but he also knows what he has to do to take down McIntyre, and I feel like that's not enough. He feels like he's ready, he feels like he's prepared, but at the end of the day, I don't really think he's fully there to take on somebody like McIntyre.
He's not, and like we said, McIntyre is going into this match with an extra motivation, being that he came from winning the 2020 Royal Rumble as well.
And I think it's very well deserved. I think McIntyre is the guy that can take down Brock Lesnar. However, I do feel a little bad for him, because if he does win it, he's going to be winning in front of nobody. There will be nobody there in the crowd to help celebrate with him, but at the end of the day, I think he is the guy that can take down Brock Lesnar, and I think Brock isn't ready for that.
I have to agree with you on that. If he does win, yeah, he's not going to get the reaction because there's not going to be no crowd, but at the end of the day, what matters is the win. And if Drew McIntyre ends up pulling the win, it's going to be a huge win for him in his resume throughout his career.
Who do you put Drew McIntyre with in his first feud? Obviously, he's going to walk in, and now he's going to have a huge target in his back, because you're going to have people on the roster, maybe people like Garza, people like Ricochet, people like Andrade, people like Rey, who are going to want their opportunity at the WWE Championship.
All those are great options that you have picked for Drew McIntyre, but I've been telling you for a while now that my favorite one would be Randy Orton. Just because Randy Orton could carry Drew McIntyre even more into the next step.
I feel like he can bring out a completely new side to Drew McIntyre that we've yet to see. Yes, we've seen a passionate McIntyre, but we haven't seen that fire come out in him, that anger that you really want to see from a competitor, and I think the perfect person to do that is definitely Randy Orton. So I agree with you on that one. However, everybody else, hey, you guys better step it up, because McIntyre is going to come in, walk in as champion, and he's going to go against anybody that crosses his path to defend his championship.
Not only that, but Randy Orton has the experience. He has faced the best of the best, and like you said, he would take McIntyre to the next level.
100%. All right, and then they replayed John Cena versus Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar from the Royal Rumble 2015. We won't get as much into it. I think this is one of my favorite matches. I think each and every single one of these talents were really showcased, and they were all put over in such an incredible way. And Brock Lesnar is one of those guys, when he believes in somebody, he puts them over. And this is one of those very few matches. Very, very rare.
During this match, for all three competitors, John Cena, Seth Rollins, and Brock Lesnar, they all had huge stakes. John Cena, if he were to win, he was going to be the 16-time world champion. If Seth would have won, he would have walked into WrestleMania as champion, which we all know the outcome of what happened in that WrestleMania. And not only that, but Brock Lesnar had the chance to main event WrestleMania.
And also, keep in mind, Seth Rollins was the Money in the Bank at that time. So the fact that he was going to potentially walk into WrestleMania as champion and the Money in the Bank was going to be a first time ever. But we did get to see Brock Lesnar retained in an incredible way, got out of the stretcher, went after John and Seth, and pretty much, again, destroyed them. And that power from Brock Lesnar really sends a message.
I think this is the match that really solidified Seth Rollins facing two opponents like John Cena and Brock Lesnar and taking them to the next level and pushing them to the max. And I think this was the match that really put Seth Rollins out in the map throughout that year, which we knew what the outcome of it was.
Yes, I 100% agree with you on that one. Jay Styles and the OC. Very, very interesting. We know that AJ Styles is going to be facing The Undertaker, a match that I would die to see. This match is going to be killer, and I think at this point in The Undertaker's career, there really is nobody that can really take him to that limit and that can make The Undertaker look like The Undertaker as AJ Styles can.
Going into this feud with AJ and Undertaker, you really question AJ Styles and be like, dude, you don't know what you're getting yourself into, because The Undertaker is the mastermind when it comes to the head games. But AJ Styles has done something that we can say nobody else has done, and that's he has gotten into Undertaker's head. And what is he doing? He's using Michelle McCool as bait to get into The Undertaker's head.
Yeah, he definitely is. He figured that out, and he was like, if I have even one chance at beating The Undertaker, I'm gonna have to go to that extreme. He made it personal. He brought Michelle McCool into this, and we got to see throughout this feud how much it affected The Undertaker. We saw a different side to him. He was angry. He was determined. He was passionate to take out AJ Styles. However, I feel like AJ really isn't fully prepared. I think he knows what The Undertaker is capable of, and he knows what The Undertaker can do, but I feel like mentally, there's no way he's going to go into this match 100%.
Yeah, and we all know The Undertaker in WrestleMania, he transformed himself. He becomes into the Phenom and that legendary Undertaker that everybody knows. So it's going to be a very, very tough match for AJ Styles at WrestleMania.
100%. And throughout this entire promo, we found out that AJ accepts the match, but it's going to be a Boneyard match. So, very, very interesting how Undertaker's going to do in this match.
See, and that's how confident AJ Styles is, that he's willing to take the match to any extreme to prove The Undertaker, look, I am better than you. And again, that's part of the head games, too, that AJ Styles is playing.
And I think Undertaker has never been so ready for a match in his entire career. I think he's going to go into this with a lot of confidence. I think he knows who he's facing and how far he is willing to go. But I also feel like there's a new passion to The Undertaker now, and he's definitely going to take that into the ring, and AJ Styles is definitely not ready for that. However, keep in mind, Undertaker's at the disadvantage because AJ Styles has the OC, and you know he's going to use them to his advantage.
I have to agree with you on that. The OC is going to play a huge part in this match. That's if they decide to be ringside. The Undertaker just has to stick to his game plan and focus on AJ Styles. I know it's going to be hard, but if he does, I do see him coming out victorious.
Don't be surprised if you see people like Kane or anybody else siding with The Undertaker. We know how loved he is, and somebody may potentially come out and help him. I don't know. I guess we'll find out either April 4th or April 5th.
Not only that, but the OC and AJ Styles have really disrespected a lot of people in the locker room, so that's a good point. Someone might come out and help them out. Who knows? We'll end up seeing what ends up happening.
Yes. All right, let's move on to the very first match of the night. Andrade and Garza, with obviously Zelina Vega, versus Ricochet and Cedric Alexander. One of my favorite matches that I've seen in years.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, Andrade and Garza, I think this is their second time being in a tag team match since Andrade came back and stuff like that. And all I gotta say is I'm very, very impressed with this tag team from the get-go. You know they're on the same page. Do you know they have one objective, and that's win and being the best tag team, and I think they proved it today in Raw.
Selena has done a fantastic job managing both of them. She gives them that boost. She gives them that confidence that they need, and they go into each and every single match with that confidence, and that really helps them. I think the first match that Andrade and Garza had together as a team, they were a little off. They kind of didn't know what to expect from each other. I feel like Andrade was a little more used to him being a singles competitor, and so was Garza. But in this match, they majorly improved. They could potentially be one of the most dangerous tag teams we see on all of Raw, if not the WWE.
Yeah, not only that, but we saw the chemistry between both of them. Throughout the match, if you actually go back and analyze the match, you see them working well together. And that is very, very important in this tag team that's just starting off. Wait till this tag team actually gets a couple more matches under their belt. They are going to be extremely dangerous, and they're going to be the tag team to beat. But same thing with Ricochet and Cedric Alexander. They were also very impressive. They were able to take Andrade and Garza to the limit, and we saw it in this match.
Ricochet and Cedric Alexander have a very similar style. Andrade and Garza have very similar styles. Going into this match, I didn't know what to expect. I knew it was going to be good, simply because when you look at both sides, you know what you have. You know, the wrestling styles already tells you, okay, this is going to be a killer match. But as the match went on, I was like, wow, these are two teams that I can get behind. I can definitely get behind somebody like Ricochet and Cedric Alexander. They also have that chemistry. They get along. They understand each other. Same with Garza and Andrade. However, we did find out that Garza and Andrade will be challenging the Street Profits at WrestleMania for the Tag Team Championships. And personally, I can see them walking out champions, especially with the assistance of Zelina Vega.
After what I saw on Monday Night Raw, I do see them walking out champion. Why? Because of everything they proved. Not only that, but they had extra motivation. What was that? The Street Profits. They were out in commentary checking out their competition as well.
Yeah, they wanted to prove to them what they're capable of doing, and not only that, the extra motivation that they also have is Zelina Vega. She's there, she's smart, she encourages them, she knows exactly what she's doing. You can see her at some point getting close to Andrade and she whispers something in his ear. She made him taunt them.
Yeah.
Why does she do that? So that they can start to get inside of the head of the Street Profits, so that they can know what Andrade and Garza are capable of. She knows they're confident.
The Street Profits have their hands tied, and it's going to be a very, very interesting match to see how it ends up.
Let me tell you something, though. Street Profits, be very, very careful with Zelina Vega, because she's coming with absolutely everything she's got. And going a little more into this match, I absolutely loved it. I think one of the biggest mistakes in this match was Cedric Alexander's frustration. He let it get the best of him, and I think that's what played his biggest disadvantage. He wasn't fully there. He wasn't fully focused. He gets frustrated, and we know what happens when a wrestler or a superstar gets frustrated. They tend to lose focus.
Two things that I thought personally, I thought it was the difference in this match was, one, Andrade's strength and power. We know that he, in this weight, he is pretty much the powerhouse. Two, the extra motivation that Andrade has. He wants to be a dual champion along with Zelina and Garza. So I believe that was the motivation that he needed in this match.
Definitely. 100% agree with you on that one. And when Andrade and Garza taunted the Street Profits, we got a little bit of a brawl. But again, Zelina Vega gets them out of there. She knows exactly what she's doing. And not only that, but the Street Profits kind of got a little taste of Andrade and Garza. So come WrestleMania, they're going to be in a very, very tough spot.
The Raw tag team division is looking pretty solid. You got Andrade and Garza, Cedric Alexander and Ricochet. You got the best tag team in the world, the OC. You got the Viking Raiders.
Raiders, yeah.
It's looking pretty interesting.
100%. All right, let's move on to the Street Profits versus Brendan and Thorne, I guess, is what his name was. I didn't really catch it. But this was a very, very interesting match. I think it really put the Street Profits to where they're supposed to be going into their match at WrestleMania. They came out looking dominant. They came out looking strong, and they're definitely walking into WrestleMania confident. And I think that's what this match made them.
Yeah, not only that, this is the match where they picked up the win, and now they're going to walk into, like you said, WrestleMania with that confidence that they need. I think them facing Garza and Andrade is going to be a huge test for them.
It definitely is. Can the Street Profits really stick together and really take on somebody like Andrade and Garza? We'll find out. But I do have to give credit to Brendan and Thorne because they put on a match. They really proved that they were able to hang with the Street Profits, and I believe they're part of the NXT roster, so we'll definitely be seeing a little more of them.
Yeah, they showed a lot of interesting things for moments. They were looking to steal that win quick because they knew that the longer they were going to be in the ring with the Street Profits, the more it was going to benefit the Street Profits.
100%. All right, let's move on to Charlie with Shayna. It's a pretty much a sit-down interview, and I'll get right to it. Charlie starts asking her, all right, what can we look forward to into WrestleMania? You earned the right to face Becky Lynch. And obviously you can tell that Charlie was pretty nervous, and I don't blame her sitting next to Shayna, and after seeing what she's capable of doing, I would be too. But Shayna, very, very confident. She's going into this and knowing that she's going to walk out of WrestleMania champion. And I think nobody can take that from her. The confidence and everything she's done up until now, she has a really good chance. And I can really tell you, I don't see Becky Lynch retaining.
And I think Shayna has taken Becky Lynch to that next level, to the point where Becky came out and attacked her. Yeah, she's trying to get retaliation for what happened a couple weeks ago when Shayna Baszler bit her. But, again, like you said, Shayna Baszler has all the package, and I think this is going to be the toughest opponent that Becky Lynch has faced yet.
And Becky has done a great job at letting Shayna get inside her head. Becky has let the ego get the best of her, and that is her biggest disadvantage because Shayna knows she's good. Shayna knows the advantage that she has going into this match, but she's not extra cocky. And I feel like that's the advantage that she has. Because Becky's going into this, you know what? I'm invincible. Nobody's going to beat me. I've beaten absolutely everybody in this roster. That she's going in super confident. She's not analyzing what Shayna Baszler can actually do to her inside of the ring.
And a perfect example of that is what Shayna Baszler did in the Elimination Chamber. As soon as she came in, she dominated the competition just like that. So she could pretty much end the match against Becky Lynch like that.
And I believe she became the first woman or the first superstar to eliminate all the competitors single-handedly. So just imagine what she's going to go through for her to retain her championship.
I don't think Becky Lynch is underestimating Shayna Baszler, but like, I have to agree with you on what you said, that she is walking in too confident into WrestleMania, and that might end up costing her the match.
Yeah, because she's definitely not looking into what Shayna can do, and if she knows what Shayna can do, she's not looking at to what she's really going to bring. Shayna wants the belt, the championship, I'm sorry, and she is going to do absolutely everything in her power to get it.
One thing that Becky has to watch out for is Shayna Baszler's submission game. As soon as Shayna Baszler starts bringing that match into the mat and starts bringing in the submission moves, that's where I see Becky struggling because she hasn't really faced a lot of the opponents with that kind of style.
And this is where Becky has to really capitalize. If she can find one way or another to not let Shayna Baszler lock in any of her submission holds, that could be Becky Lynch's biggest advantage going into this match.
I think the strategy for Becky Lynch in this match would be trying to finish it quick. Because if it goes into deeper waters, I strongly believe that Shayna Baszler will be the one that's going to win.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. However, I don't see her getting a quick victory over Shayna Baszler. If she does, I would be very, very, very surprised. All right, let's move on to the very next match, which is Aleister Black versus Leon Ruff. Very quick match. It literally was maybe under a minute. Pretty much, this is what happened. Aleister Black goes into the ring, bell rings, Black Mass, that's it. It's over. Simple, easy, that's exactly how it went. I like what they're doing with Aleister, though. They're making him seem like a badass, and this is potentially going to lead to one of the biggest feuds he's ever going to have, and I can't wait to see it.
Yes, and not only that, but this is a message towards his WrestleMania opponent, Bobby Lashley. Be like, look, you got to take me serious, I'm no joke. I'm here to fight, and I'm going to bring you the fight that you want.
100%. I am absolutely behind Aleister Black. I think he's different. I think there's something unique about him. I think his style is completely out of this world, and he's definitely going to take Bobby Lashley to another level.
He's unique. He's that type that you have to get behind him, because I see him as a new face of fear. I see him as the next, okay, you know what, well, this is the guy you gotta fear in the entire roster.
Yes, in both Raw and on SmackDown, he holds that title as of right now. Alright, let's move on to Kevin Owens, who pretty much is here to challenge Seth Rollins, and he comes out and he calls him out right off the bat. He's like, hey, you need to get out here right now. And so Seth Rollins comes out and he's like, well, you know what? I like the way the PC looks. And to make this very, very short for you guys, he pretty much takes credit for NXT. I don't blame the guy. He played a huge role in NXT, the first NXT champion. So yes, I give him credit for that. He gives himself credit for building the PC. All right, you know, I understand where he's coming from that, right? And he's like, oh, you know, Money in the Bank matches and all this stuff that he names, right? And then he takes credit for the Women's Evolution as well. I mean, Seth, I'm not entirely sure, but he takes credit for it. And he's like, I'm on a street record when it comes to WrestleMania. I've won Intercontinental titles there. I cashed in the Money in the Bank. I pretty much beat Brock Lesnar. And not only has he done it once, he's done it twice at a WrestleMania, keep in mind. And he's like, well, you know what? You're a failure, Kevin Owens. You haven't won at WrestleMania. You haven't had a moment at WrestleMania. Let that sink in for Kevin Owens.
Yeah, and I think that's extra motivation for Kevin Owens. He hasn't had his WrestleMania moment yet, but he wants it. And what better way to do it against the Messiah, Seth Rollins?
100%. I think this win is desperately needed by Kevin Owens. And not because he's on a losing streak or anything. I just feel like when it comes to this feud, he was portrayed as the underdog. You know, he took beatings. He was taken to the extreme. And I think the only way he can get retribution is if he beats Seth Rollins. And I think he has absolutely everything that he can to beat Seth. He just has to be very careful with Murphy and the AOP.
Not only that, but Kevin Owens, at the beginning of the year, he started off kind of rough, and now towards the end, maybe from like SummerSlam down towards WrestleMania, he has had some incredible months up until now. And like I said, he is motivated, he wants this, and he wants to get his hands on Seth Rollins, which he is yet to do.
And Seth Rollins is going into this match extremely confident. He knows he has all the advantage. Not only does he have confidence in himself, but he knows Murphy and AOP will be there when he needs them. All he has to do is snap his fingers, give him a signal. He has to be in trouble for them to help him out. And I think that's his biggest advantage going into this match against Kevin Owens.
Not only that, but Kevin Owens, he's got backup. And we've seen it throughout these past couple of months. He has got Samoa Joe on his side. And he's got the Viking Raiders on his side as well. So at any moment that the AOP and Murphy decide to interfere, Kevin Owens' friends might come out also and help him out too.
And this could be a disadvantage for both competitors, because Kevin Owens could be too focused with what the Viking Raiders and Samoa Joe are doing to the AOP and Murphy that Seth can take advantage, or vice versa. So both these guys have to stay focused. They cannot by any means let anything that's going on outside of the ring get in the way.
This match right here has all the potential to be the show stealer of WrestleMania.
Yep, the wrestling styles, these guys are pretty much identical. The only difference is, again, each other's egos. And we know Kevin Owens has a huge ego, and we also know Seth does as well. So when they clash, it's going to be interesting to see how this match plays out. All right, let's move on to Charlotte Flair versus Asuka for the SmackDown Women's Championship at WrestleMania 34. One of my favorite matches. I think this match really solidified Asuka. I think she gave absolutely everything that she had. She put it all in the ring. And nobody better to do it than Charlotte Flair.
Yeah. Charlotte Flair from the get-go, she pretty much walked in as, we can say, the underdog because of the record that Asuka had from NXT all the way up until the main roster. And I think this was the match that really put Charlotte onto the next level. Yeah, she had some incredible matches in the past, but I think this is the one that really marked her career because she pretty much took down Asuka's streak.
Yeah, and just how Charlotte put over Asuka, Asuka put her over as well. They both had an incredible match. It's one of my favorite women's matches of all time. Witnessing it live was crazy because that crowd was so into that match. You don't see it through like the network, through the TV when you're looking at it. But that crowd was absolutely insane. I personally was rooting for Charlotte. I knew that if one person could take down Asuka, it definitely was going to be Charlotte.
Yeah, you had to be there at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome to feel the energy during this match. And like I said, it was one of the great matches. And we could agree that it was two of the best women wrestlers at that time.
Yeah. Of that generation, of that decade, to put it that way. They completely stole the show. And also, you have to give props to both women, because after the match was over, Asuka with the class act went over, hugged Charlotte, and pretty much told her she deserves it. And there was nobody better that could have done that than Charlotte Flair. Alright, let's move on to the main event, which is pretty much Randy Orton, who comes out and he's like, well, you know what, Edge? I do accept your challenge. I accept the last man standing match. And at WrestleMania, it'll be the last chapter. He is going to make sure he ends Edge and this entire rivalry.
I think this match at WrestleMania is going to be probably one of the most brutal matches we've seen in WWE history. Why? Because they make this personal from the get-go.
Yeah, this has been years in the making, absolutely. It's gone from the very beginning of Randy's career up until now. And I think there's always been that, yes, I love Edge as a brother, but there's always been that jealousy from Randy Orton and the success that Edge had in the WWE. And he feels like he didn't get things handed to him. I completely understand how he feels, but I also see Edge's point. You get what I'm saying? Because he walked in as a third generation superstar. He pretty much didn't have to work to get there. But what he did inside of the ring to carry the Orton legacy is something that Orton really put himself in. Nobody gave him any of that. He earned all of that.
He put in the time, and he has had an amazing career, probably one of the best careers he has had. Not only that, but I think a perfect career, if you want to call it that way. He has pretty much solidified his entire career in the WWE.
He definitely has, and Edge obviously forced to retire, not on his own terms. He had to do it, because if he didn't, it was pretty much life-threatening. He could have been paralyzed for the rest of his life. So, this feud, personal, I think Randy has already gotten into the head of Edge. There's no way Edge is going to go into this focused. Edge is pissed off, he's angry, he's mad because of everything he's done, not only to him, but Randy took it as far as going after Beth Phoenix. And that's something that Edge wants retribution for.
And that's the advantage that Randy Orton has. Like you said, that Edge is not going to be focused, because all he's going to want is he's going to want revenge. So what is that going to lead to? That may lead to Edge making a mistake, not being focused, and knowing Randy Orton, he is going to take advantage of that to the fullest, and he's going to wait for the perfect time. And Edge might be looking to, who knows, probably try to end Randy Orton's career, because that's what Randy Orton did to Edge.
Yep, 100% agree with you on that one. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Nope, that's all I have.
Alright, that's all we have for you guys on this episode of Wrestling with Siblings. Remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Become a part of the siblings today. And for those of you that do not know what WWS stands for, wonder what does WWS stand for?
Wrestling with Siblings. Thank you guys so much, and see you guys next time.